What a relief. A simple choice for once. Skim milk cappuccino, jam, butter, long black, croissant, and or vegetarian focaccia. With a bit of parsley, which I ate, and a curled up circle of orange, which I ate. It was too sweet. It was just there for appearances. Felicity said, look at people, those little cocktail dresses. And I said, yeah. We saw someone in a UNE t-shirt, which was spooky. She said, like yesterday we were talking about Nick Cave, and then we saw someone in a Nick Cave t-shirt. A cynic might have said, like when life's fucking horrible and then you see someone in a fucking horrible t-shirt, but there weren't any cynics around. We saw people on Park Street in Take Me t-shirts. On the back it said, to Chifley Plaza. Felicity said, imagine having to wear a Take Me t-shirt. And I said, yeah. Later, earlier this afternoon, I was looking out the window at South Sydney in a Redfern and Erskine Dock, and I saw people in a cherry picker, which was odd, and Sydney Park, it's greening up. I saw another window in the same building and went and looked out of that and looked back at the previous window and just saw nothing there but slightly disturbed bits of air. That was the hole where my life had been. Midlife surprise, old age retreat, more dead than alive. We've all been there before, crawling on our bellies through big pools of vomit inside a 60s fish tank. Alarmed by someone's love, blowing of the clock, sirens up on King Street. Unburned by old ideas, can't tell the world my wisdom. Pow! Three-way release, 3 points to Nirvana. Wham! Let your pubes blow in the wind. Bam! Write a poem on a potato, then eat the potato. Zap! Don't let homilies go to your head. Crash! Be a super freak. Later, back at the homestead, cutting up bicycle tyres with nail scissors and throwing them, the tyres that is, into the potbelly stove. Luckily, the ground for miles around is mossy down and we don't need tyres. And the dank, thick smoke gets us a kind of natural high. At last I was happy. Interesting discussion. Are those bits of tobacco or cockroach legs? If they're legs, where's the cockroach? If it's tobacco, where's the ciggy? Well, there's a bit of ash. That's a good point. But the ground around here is mossy down. Maybe our cockies don't need legs. It's helpful to be able to live with your own limitations.